It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
All this talk about Rob Sala potentially getting fired in the middle of the season. You know, I saw Francesa yesterday, like right after the game, did his Bet Rivers thing. If I were Woody Johnson, I wouldn't let that guy get on the plane. Okay, I would leave Hackett and Sala there in London. They could do whatever. They can go to Abbey Road. They could do it. They can hold hands. They can get a spotted tea or a spotted dick. I don't care. Okay, they need to stay there. So, but the realistic possibility of that seems to me to be very, very slim, unless it's just like so bad in week 15 and they only have three wins.
Yeah, I would say that, as Rob Sala said yesterday, and I know Jet fans don't want to hear this because they have seen the Jets play two teams that they beat and they actually look good in those games, especially offensively, and they had good balance and defense did what it normally does and holds down the opposing team. But the offense the last 2 weeks looks completely out of sync. And maybe yesterday towards the fourth in the fourth quarter when they were trying to come back and amount that comeback, they threw like 18 passes in a row. And I felt like finally they started to, you know, move and they were moving the ball down the field. And, you know, it wasn't pretty, but at least they got it going. So maybe that will lead to something. And again, I just keep saying, the year that I went to Arizona, I played the first three games. I got benched two out of the three games at halftime. And that's when I went to the coach and said, you got to stop benching me. You either have to play me and believe in me and support me, or you have to bench me and play the other guy and let him play. And lo and behold, he benched me and played the other guy. And then all of a sudden, the team started to play well. And maybe because the other guy, Kent Graham in this case, had a chance to watch on the sideline, saw what wasn't happening, and then could change some things when he went out there on the field and made things started to happen. But I'm not saying
you're not benching Aaron Rodgers.
No, you're not going to do that with Aaron Rodgers. But what I'm saying, when I finally got back into the lineup, that's when we started to take off as an offense, because now everybody understood exactly what Jim Fossil was doing as our offensive coordinator. So it doesn't matter if you're 32 like or 34 like I was, or you're 30 or 40 like Aaron is, you still have to learn your players, and they have to learn you. Even if they have the great names like Mike Williams, it's a great player. He's had a great career.
Yeah, but
those
all right,
two guys have never been on the field together
right, well,
but the last couple,
yeah,
years, couple
right.
weeks.
But let me, all right, I'll play devil's advocate here. So tell me why, and I know he didn't play well yesterday, but tell me why Sam Darnold can step in and be able to have the success he has when he wasn't playing with any of those guys.
Yeah, but his success, I think, has been due in large part to a coach who's got a really good understanding. Sam is also playing with some great players.
Well, and the Jets are supposed to have all these talented players on offense, too, right?
Yeah, but they don't have the offensive design that Kevin O'Connell
Sorry,
has.
See, the answer to the question, the coaching stinks for the Jets. It stinks.
If you want to say stinks, that's a harsh word.
Come on, you know it. They're terrible.
But the quarterback wants it that way.
No.
Just so you understand,
he doesn't
that.
Want an idiot head coach.
I'm not talking about the head coach. I'm talking about the offense in general. Because that's the thing that everybody has the problem with. Because it's Aaron Rodgers, and everybody wants him to be playing at his all-pro MVP best when he's coming off of an Achilles tear, and he's also learning new players, and he's only played five games with those players.
Yeah, I mean...
And I would say the creativity for the offense is what I'm talking about. You know, and I can only go by, you know, experience and things that I've been through myself. And when I was at my best, that's when the offense was most creative, no huddle, at the line of scrimmage, going fast, different formations, different groupings of personnel, motions shifting, all of that kind of stuff, which you never see the Jets do.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different. And the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.